Well, hello there, Internet. This is Gary, and this is I'll Have a Beer and Talk, a little podcast about my love of technology and beer that I try to keep producing on a regular basis. I've had some logistical issues with the production as of late, but I think they've all been sorted out by now, so welcome! It's a rare cool day up on the surface of Portland, Oregon, so of course I am underground recording this episode. I do it for you. But hey, there's beer down here, so it's all good. Let me activate the randomizer so I can have one of those beers that I just mentioned. The randomizer selects a beer for me randomly, hence the name. Well, what do you know? It's another local brew! I have Alameda Brewhouse's Klickitat Pale Ale. That's a street here in Portland. A 5.3% ABV American Pale Ale. And by street in Portland, I mean Klickitat, not Pale Ale. That would be a pretty cool street. American Pale Ales are the American take on the old British Pale Ale, known for being a brew with an excellent balance of malt and hops. The American versions are basically cleaner and hoppier than the British version's malty butteriness. I should track down a British one soon. It's a great summertime sipping beer. Engage Beer Mike. It is a beautiful, beautiful orange color with a pale white head. It smells tangy. This is going to be great. Oh, it's hoppy and clean and tasty and liquidy, and it's just, oh, this is wonderful, 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 wonderful. I like beer. Obviously. I've been doing the show for a long time, and I love that over the 3 years that I've been doing this, certain patterns of stories have emerged that I tend to gravitate toward and delight in telling. Funny and or weird animal stories are one of these emergent properties, but so is fast and casual food companies' constant bizarre attempts to keep themselves in the consumer's consciousness with strange technologies and odd publicity stunts. It happens enough that I decided to make it into its own special segment, which now, right now, I'm going to premiere a very, very special jingle made for the show segment. If you know what this segment is called, don't say anything. Let me have the honor of introducing Pizza Tech. So here on the surface world of Portland, the roads are in terrible, terrible shape. In fact, this year, if in the first time in maybe the past five, they're actually repaving the highways, and it's pretty amazing driving on them. Our side streets, though, Thankfully, Pizza Tech Master Domino's is here to save us all from potholes. Well, unfortunately not in Portland, but some lucky towns in California, Texas, Delaware, and Georgia have had potholes filled by Domino's. Why the hell are they doing this? Jalopnik.com reports that Domino's is calling this campaign Paving for Pizza. It's in an effort to save pizza deliveries, pizzas, from being shaken to bits inside their cardboard boxes while being chauffeured from your local Domino's to your home and eventually to your mouth. If you visit pavingforpizza.com, you can see a pizza box cam showing just how violent it can get inside a pizza box. Which, I never really thought that I would ever have said a sentence with those exact combination of words. Domino's hired pothole filling work crews to, well, fill the potholes. They didn't just expect their delivery drivers to do it. 5 holes in Burbank, California were filled, 8 holes in Bartonville, Texas, 40 holes in Milford, Delaware, and 150 potholes were repaired in Athens, Georgia. Now, you might be thinking, okay, but how does this help Domino's stay on the minds of hungry, hungry citizens in those towns? Because every single pothole that Domino's paid to have repaired has a Domino's logo painted on it. And the words, "Oh yes, we did," stenciled there as well, in large, friendly white letters. So, weird, useful, and also a little depressing, because it shows the state of infrastructure repair in these United States. We have to rely on corporations to fix our crumbling infrastructure in exchange for throwing ads into our eyes every single place we look. But now I'm hungry for pizza, so it works! Pizza Tech! Pizza.
were standing on the sidewalk just admiring the view. And we thought that we would go downtown and find something to do. And we saw this place upon the corner and it looked real swell. So we opened the door and we went inside. This is what we yell now, pizza. Hey, pizza. Well, I got a chick I really dig. I'm gonna love her all of my life. I'm gonna take her home and marry her and keep her for my wife. And when the people come and ask me the question, I'm gonna tell them why. 'Cause she stands in the kitchen and makes me all those great big pizza pies. Now, pizza. Hey, pizza. Well, the time went by and we had some kids and they're the apple of my eye. And they're growing big and strong and tall and their heads right up to the sky. Now some may wonder why they're so healthy, this is my reply. 'Cause they've been born and bred and always fed on great big pizza pies. Now pizza. Hey, pizza. Well, and now I'm getting old, hey brother, and I'm getting ready to die. But there's one request that I must make before I hit the sky. And that request is something no man in his right mind could not deny. 'Cause when they put me 6 feet under, I'm taking a great big pizza pie now, pizza. Hey, pizza pie. Hey, pizza pie.
Well, that was a weird song, and now it's stuck in my head. I should go. But before I do, if you'd like to support my show endeavors, you can always support me with money at patreon.com/ihabitradio. That is patreon.com/ihabitradio. And if you or someone you know is ever in need of some voice work, audio editing, podcast producing, stuff like that, I do offer my services as an amateur professional audio engineer. If you are curious what I can do outside of this beer-fueled vanity project, you should seek out the Paper Talk podcast. I edit and co-produce that one. And if you ever wanted to learn about the art of handmade papermaking, you should check out my sponsor, Pulp & Deckel, Portland's only community handmade papermaking studio. You can find out more information at PulpandDeckel.com. Please tell your family, friends, neighbors, pets, plants, aliens, and pizza about the show, and they can find it on Google Play Music, on iTunes, on Podomatic, on Stitcher, and on Spreaker. And please send me feedback, story suggestions, and beer recommendations to Gary@PulpandDeckel.com, or on the Twitters and Instagram at iHabitRadio, or even on the Facebook at facebook.com/iHabitRadio. It's time for me to go. I will see you in the future. Bye-bye!